Outcome 8. Leadership. We have great opportunities to demonstrate our leadership. What our future looks like. We have opportunities and are supported to be leaders or role models in whatever field or level we may choose. Leadership for us includes doing great things on behalf of our country or at a national level, and also doing everyday ordinary things for ourselves, our families, whānau, or communities. For example, we could be leaders in employment, through voluntary work, or at a political level, both locally and nationally. We are on a level playing field with others and are recognised for our skills, talents, and leadership potential. We are supported to develop our leadership potential and take responsibility for the pursuit and achievement of our goals. When we are young or have an emerging leadership role, we are supported and mentored. When there are discussions and decisions on things that are important to disabled people, we have strong leaders who represent our views around the table. Our experience of disability is recognised as expertise, and we are acknowledged as experts in our own lives. This representation includes the diversity of the disability community, including the groups within our community, who often have not had a voice. When there are non-disabled people in leadership roles that are important to our community, in the public, private, and not-for-profit sectors, they will act as our allies and work closely with us. In this way, they can use their influence to help break down the barriers that we experience and that disable us. What this means. Disabled people are consulted on and actively involved in the development and implementation of legislation and policies concerning leadership, in particular where this is specific to them. Disabled people are recognised as experts in their own lives. People in leadership roles in the public, private, and not-for-profit sectors will be supported to see themselves as allies to the disability community. They will work in partnership with disabled people on things that are important to them. Decision-making on issues regarding leadership, in particular those specific to disabled people, is informed by robust data and evidence.